Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Let's go see the elephant. When I'm a roll on a honey.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's right. You are listening to the Titans of Talk Radio, the voice to be reckoned with. That's right. It is the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. We're here. We're live on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer. So welcome to the afternoon as we close out the shortest day of the year, the official first day of winter. Last night was the longest night of the year. Today's the shortest day. Now the days begin to get longer again.
And think how lucky we are, though, Chris. We're sitting in beautiful Florida.
You know, we
could be in Buffalo. We could be in Toronto.
No, thanks.
No, I'm very appreciative to be down here.
Absolutely.
Beautiful, beautiful.
A little bit wintry today. You're going to feel a little bit cooler tonight, but hey, it is first day of winter.
I mean, bring it on. I mean, I don't care if we go down to, how about this, 45? You know, I mean, it doesn't sound like, I'll take it, give it to me, you know?
All right. We're going to give it to you tonight, as we usually do, right here live for the next 2 hours. 407-774-8255 is the number if you want to get in on the action here tonight. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge.
How you doing? Merry Christmas.
Hey, absolutely. Nick LoCicero was out at Rebounds this afternoon.
Oh, he was?
Rebounders.
Rebounders. I'm sorry, Rebounders. Right over here at Hunt Club and 436.
Right.
Public shopping center there.
Right, right.
Yeah, Rebounders. Where you go in there, you can bounce around.
Oh, it's like tambourines or something
Tambourines.
Tambourine man, yeah.
trampolines.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I guess so. And they were in there watching people bouncing around. Did they ever get on the trampolines themselves, Jeff?
They were talking about it.
Oh, maybe they're doing
it as we speak. Jeff, you ought to try. Go to happy hour and then go over there.
I don't think so. No, don't want to do that.
Yeah, we'll see if you can man up, Jeff.
Oh, boy. You might puke up.
Oh,
very
boy.
Funny.
Yeah, there you go. All right. As I said, we're here, we're live. That, of course, is the chairman of the board, union boss and economist, Michael MacBath. I am Christopher, philosopher, political mad scientist Hart. And once again, we're going to be here for the next 2 hours. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Chris, now you went to graduate school at UCF.
Did,
right,
yep.
And you did study political science, right?
Yeah. I completed the coursework and actually began my master's thesis, but never completed the thesis.
You know, way back then, at least at Florida, I went to Florida graduate school, but at Florida you had to write a thesis, and then you'd have to defend it in front of five professors.
Right.
But I was the luckiest one in the world because, you know, I chose that topic. Mine was in economics, and I tried to prove whether O.J. was underpaid or overpaid, you know, when he joined the Bills.
Right.
And Jack Kemp helped me write it. Plus, I had numerous other people that were, I get called, labor law experts. And it was so funny because the professors didn't know one question to ask. They're like, well, we just don't know about this. I guess you're the expert, you know, and I could keep referencing Jack Kemp and a few of these others. So give me a great run.
There you go. As I said, we got a lot to talk about tonight. Tomorrow night is, of course, contest night. We're going to give you the rules here in just a few minutes. But real quick, once again, quick programming note. Of course, Sunday is the day we celebrate the birth of Christ, Christmas as it is, and the next weekend, of course, is going to be New Year's Day, so those two Sundays, we won't be doing the Sunday night show, and then the following two Mondays are federal holidays, and the station's going to be closed and everything, so we'll be taking those Mondays off as well, so we'll have 2 3-day weekends where you will be without the live version of the American Adversaries.
Will you be playing golf? Chris,
I might go out to a driving range and whack him around a little
bit. Okay,
yeah.
I was just curious.
For the next time around,
because Reggie and me are going to play Monday. So,
are you? Yeah. But if you, you know, once again, if you have a hankering for the American Adversaries, you can always go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, where you can check out our archive and listen to any or all of the shows that you want to, any and all of the shows that you want to, as many times as you want to. And so make sure that you do that instead of doing without us. That's for sure. You don't want to do that. But we don't do the repeat shows. What they'll be doing is they'll be putting some holiday programming on during those time slots.
And then if you're a member of the Adversaries Army, you have different dissertations to read, right?
Yeah, that's right. If you join the American Adversaries Army, of course, you're privy to our intel briefs.
Mm-hmm.
The holiday, the Christmas version, if you will, is coming out here in a couple days. But you have to be a member of the Army to be privy to that intel brief. And then, of course, depending on the rank that you join at, you also get other privileges that come with the rank. And you can find that at our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. And while you're, you know, plowing around on the computer there, you can also visit our Facebook page, American Adversaries, where we got some really funny stuff up there. And there's actually a video up there today of an individual who I've said on the show before might have missed his calling in life as a comedian.
Right.
And you know who I'm talking about? Because he's actually pretty good.
Who?
Barack Obama.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I got some videos of him. Oh, boy.
He does know how to work a crowd. You know, it's all about timing and that sort of thing.
Right.
And it's actually kind of funny, and he's poking fun at himself, of all people.
Good.
So you might find that very amusing.
Yeah.
And as long as you're there, find the one with The Rock singing to ostensibly Hillary Clinton, okay? But it's actually...
I saw that one. That is funny.
When The Rock sang that tune?
Yeah.
And he was strumming the guitar and he sings this tune.
Oh, yeah, it was like that Eric Clapton song?
Exactly.
Or,
that's exactly right.
Yep. And he was singing it actually to Vicky Guerrero. All right, who was she was a great heel for a woman, you know.
Right.
She had this real sort of screechy, squawky voice, and actually you hear her voice on it. Toward the end of it, you know, supposedly it's Hillary Clinton going, but it's actually Vicky Guerrero.
Right,
but
it's
really cute the way it's done. And it's actually as he sung it, but it's low, he's singing it to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
So you'll get a really good kick out of that. So a lot of laughs and a lot of serious stuff on our social media.
Well, you know, we need to get Pasquale, in all seriousness, we need to get like a video of him giving a golf lesson. Because, you know, he's so famous now for his restaurant.
Did you hear what he told us last night?
I know. I mean, I think people will be able to identify him out on the courses and stuff, you know.
People are going in there saying, we want you in our foursome.
I'm going to tell you, after seeing how you three performed, I would take him too. Wow.
I'll tell you what.
Amazing.
He was putting them on the green.
No,
buddy.
I mean, he was hitting them 260, 270 off the drive consistently, you know.
Yeah.
Once in a while, he had a problem, but still, generally, you guys played. You had a 63.
It just so
which
happened
is pretty good.
That if he was the few times that he didn't hit the fairway or the green, Frank did.
Right.
Or I did, for
which
all
is really
for
amazing.
Heaven's sake. It is.
Which I'm not sure I believe it.
No. It did happen.
I was going to say, I may go run this into protest, a couple weeks late. But
I lost 12 balls while I was at it on the second nine.
You know, you know, that's how they have to maybe score you. How'd you do today? Well, you know, I was minus 8. Wow, Chris, you did well. Oh, no, that's the balls I lost. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. Barack Obama's at it again, and I don't mean poking fun at himself, executive actions. We'll get to that, but let's take a phone call first. George is up here. George, thanks for calling tonight. We appreciate you being out there.
Hi, boys. I want to wish you and the crew the merriest Christmas.
Well, thank you,
same
George.
To you, my friend.
Thank you.
Absolutely, brother.
By the way, have you heard these strange sounds on the airwaves and on the internet? Well, if you haven't, let me tell you what they were. It was the Democrats and liberals screeching like stuck pigs.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody's tired of the whining.
Oh, they are really showing their true colors. What's that?
They'll never stop.
They're showing their true colors, that's for sure. They are showing how immature and how unprepared for life they are, right?
I mean, George, how will they ever adapt? I mean, it's over. It's over. You know, you people got to, it's like a game plan. You got to revamp your game plan. It's not working, and it's not going to work if you keep following the same pattern, right? I think you would agree.
The trouble with those guys is they're going to multiply and make some more of those idiots. But that's another story.
Yeah. That's a bad thought, George.
I'm going to admonish you a little bit. I was driving around today a little bit, listening to Rush, and I don't listen to him often, but he was giving away iPhones like crazy. iPhone here, iPhone there. So I said, well, boys, remember when I told you to start the American, the foundation, American Adversary Foundation?
Yes.
Well, instead of hustling up money, you guys are playing golf. Now, let me tell you what happened if you were.
Oh, yeah.
If you would have got, you're like Obama playing golf, but if you would have got that money, you could have given away 80-inch screens. You could have gone cruises. Your fame would spread all over. You'd pick up more stations. You'd have more advertisers. You'd be rolling in the dirt. And like Marlon Brando said on the waterfront, you could have been contenders. You could have been somebody.
I know. You could have been somebody. You could have been a contender.
Yeah. Hey, we're working our way up to it, all right? Yeah. All right? I mean, lo and behold, you go to other stations, you win movie tickets.
Well,
or
we
tickets
give nice
the,
things away, life-size
that's
figurines.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We way outdo them. I mean, we're on our way. Hey, believe me, I've been trying all week to get one of those phones.
Yeah, that's funny.
Every time I take a little break, I reach down and I hit the call button. Mm-hmm. All right,
well, anyway, no matter what you and how you screw up, I still like you a lot.
All right. We love you, George. Thank
we'll
you so much.
We'll give you a lot of cause for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And George,
thank you.
George and his dog Bandit
right.
are in the American
they're in the Army.
Army.
They're marching
right.
forward with
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
We don't know where we're marching to, but they are marching with us.
We know exactly where we're marching to. Yeah, so the Barrockster himself was added again today, or at least it was announced today. He's been at it ever since he's been doing this thing, right? And he's going to continue to sign these executive orders and pardons and do things right up until the very last minute, right. When he has to walk out on the platform, when he's escorted out to watch Trump take the oath of right. office and take the office away from him. But he is doing everything that he can to set Trump up as the heel when he gets right. into the office. And
you know, the other interesting thing is usually like a Trump, he'll give you 100%. You know, in other words, I'm talking about energy, time, everything associated with his actions. Now, here's Obama. What is this guy in a cool down period for the last 6-7 months? He literally, in all seriousness, has done nothing.
But
we got all these cities on fire, the inner cities. We got everything going on. All he cares about, what did he do the last 4 or 5 months? He went around and he did politics with Hillary, right?
And he's
now
been,
he's resting in Hawaii. His come down when he leaves the office should be nothing because he's done nothing.
But
should be simple for him.
That's just the point, though, right? Mm. He is doing things. He's doing
I just didn't recognize
the
it.
The executive, action, doing things to throw blockades, to throw hurdles.
He's playing the garbage game is what I call it.
Exactly. Yeah. Sort of throw nails in the road, if you will,
to try to get the guy's
Trump.
Limousine turns over. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's childish and it's petty. But we'll get to more of it when we come back from this break. All right, you are listening to the American Adversaries. Once again, we're here live until 7 o'clock. And then Larry Elder comes on, and he always makes me cracking up when I'm driving home listening to him. All right, so stick around for more. We'll be right back after this very short break.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, then you need to know Jerry Shepard. Jerry and his wife, Jana, own and operate Jerry's Mercedes-Benz service. a state-of-the-art service center located on Econ Circle, just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. Because you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you get at Jerry's. Whether you need regular maintenance work or an emergency repair, Jerry's is the place to take your Mercedes. Jerry offers the best service at the best price. Jerry's Mercedes-Benz service is truly the dealership alternative. And if you're in the market to buy a pre-owned Mercedes, take it to Jerry's for a free evaluation. They'll look it over top to bottom and arm you with the info you'll need to get the best deal. So call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Or visit them at jerrysmb.com. Remember, Jerry's is the dealership alternative, and they're also a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got
still
the answer.
Still not too bad on I-4, but it's getting heavier. Eastbound, Osceola Parkway to 535 is slow. John Young Parkway to Ivanhoe, heavy. Fairbanks to 436, slow and go. And 434 to Lake Mary, also slow. 417 to Dirksen Drive is heavy. We've got a crash before Dirksen in the road. Westbound, slow down to Princeton to Michigan. John Young Parkway to the Turnpike, heavy. Sand Lake to 535 and past 192, slow. Still no delays on any of the toll roads. Look for a crash at West Colonial and Good Homes Road. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus.
I guess you didn't get the memo.
Yeah.
We banned the song. We had enough of it. I'm just kidding you. All right, Nicholas Cicero's back on the
bridge.
That's
a voice that would rival ours. Oh, my God.
Only because I've been hearing it so many times on television, right? I'm about to burst with that tune.
Can you imagine if like Hillary made a Christmas Carol album? Yeah. I mean, could you imagine that? I wonder how many buyers there would be, you know?
About as many as she had for her book. About as many as she had for her book.
Right? Yeah, right. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Can you imagine that voice projected into Christmas carols?
Oh, no, I can't. I cannot.
That's a horrible thought. Let's move on.
Welcome back to the show. 407-774-8255 is the number if you wish to admonish us, too. We'll take it. All right. By the way, Pat Williams is going to join us in the next hour of the show. Of course, just about all of you probably have heard of Pat Williams, know who he is. Yes, Pat Williams of the Orlando Magic fame, but he's also quite the prodigious author. You know, this guy's written over 100 books.
I would say he would be.
I couldn't even do a master's
books,
thesis, and he's written over 100 doggone books, right?
Well, maybe we can get him to write for the American Adversaries.
Maybe.
You know?
He
wants to write, maybe that's his life calling.
That's right. He's written a book called Humility. It's brand new. Humility. The Secret Ingredient of Success.
You think maybe he ought to distribute that throughout the NFL to some of these people?
I think he might want to, yeah.
Maybe that might be a nice introduction book when they come into the league.
That's right.
Actually, that would be. If the book is good, maybe they could just put it when they come in. Hey, read the book. It'll help you a lot.
Exactly.
Well, he needs to use that in the NBA, too. So
Well, so we're going to talk to him about his book and just some other things.
Yeah.
Once again, that's Pat Williams, and he'll be on in the next hour of the show. So you definitely want to tune in for that. And his book is on sale right now.
Yep.
You can get it at bookstores around and, of course, on Amazon. It's not too late to get one for a gift. Okay. We got Ed on the line. Let's take his phone call. Ed, thank you for calling today. Appreciate you being there.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Always a pleasure listening to the radio show.
Thank you.
You know what I want for Christmas?
What's that?
You know what I'd like to have for Christmas?
What?
Is Paul Krugman to come out and say, the reason Shovel Ready didn't work is because Barack Obama doesn't know what a shovel is.
Yeah.
At least he doesn't know which end of the shovel to use, that's for sure.
You know, I'm glad, Ed, that you don't appreciate Klugman, which I don't either. I think that guy is so far out, it's ridiculous.
He's one of these liberals who's so full of himself.
It's disgusting.
Yeah,
and I'm glad that Ed brought his name up. Very good, Ed.
Yeah, and he's been criticizing Trump pretty heavily here lately, too. He's just one of these liberal know-it-alls who we found out don't really know so much at all after all.
Yeah.
But he's got himself, I believe it's a Nobel Prize in economics. Yeah. But he's a runt. I mean, he's just a punk, and you used to see him a lot more on the Talking Head shows. Fortunately, we haven't seen him so much lately. I wish we didn't have to tolerate him.
Well, that's why they'll come out with radical statements to get back into the limelight.
Yeah, but, you know, at least he's expressing for all to see the ignorance that a lot of people believe. So he's doing his job from that aspect anyway. But, yeah, you got that right, Ed. Yeah.
Well, Mike, you know, one thing he will not say, you know what that is?
What's that?
We are Penn State.
Oh, thank you. That's right. Well, he couldn't get in there. He probably went to a lousy school like Stanford, you know?
I doubt that.
He's not even close to Penn State caliber.
That's right. You know what I mean?
You got that right.
We always say, if you can't go to college, go to Pitt. So, you know.
there you go.
We are, right?
All right. Hey, thanks, Ed. Appreciate it.
That was great. See, he might be one of, you know, we have the largest living alumni in the nation. Yeah. In all seriousness, Penn State does.
You know? I see. It looks like you're wearing the Penn State blue right now.
Well, you know, this is baby blue, Chris. That's sort of that dark blue. You got to know the colors, man, to be a true Penn Stater.
All right. Okay. All right. What about the market? Before we get back to Obama, what did the market do today? Did it crack?
Actually, it was a nothing day.
It didn't
it didn't break through. The market was down about 32 points. It was down most of the day between 10 to 16 points. In the end, it sunk a little bit further. Oil was off a little bit. There was really no news of any consequence. The other thing you face, too, as we go into the next week, is real low volume. So, you know, you could see a real artificial push upwards or downwards as volume dries up also.
Right.
But I still think, you know, if we were playing a betting game, that we'll probably cross over for just the emotional part of it over 20,000,
right,
which will, you know, be certainly it was something that is indicative of the hope and optimism, you know, backing up Trump. And if I was Trump, I'd love to see that. And I am still extremely excited about him, you know, and his choices, because I do believe these are men. They're not there for money. They're not there for fame. They got what they need. They're there to help America. And this is something so unique that we have not seen this. We're getting rid of the politicians. They're not running these departments. We're getting rid of the lawyers who all they do is know how to talk, but not how to do. So this could be an exciting era for the American people.
Not just the American people, but the whole world.
The world, too. Media. They will be the beneficiaries of this.
Media outlets and governments and people all around the world are sitting up and taking notice of Donald J. Trump and what has happened.
Right.
Just as we predicted that this would be a monumental shift, not just for the United States, but for the whole world. Because the whole world watches the United States.
Right.
You know,
and we are the engine. Any way you want to cut it, we're the engine
of
the world.
That's right.
And they look to us. And we've just gone through a horrendous period for the last 8 years, but we're coming out of the cocoon. It's time to turn into the beautiful butterfly.
I'd say for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, that's true. I mean, Bush did a pretty lousy job the last 2 years in office.
Yeah, he sure did.
He did a lousy job, even though I'm a Republican. He did a lousy job.
Unfortunately, so. Yeah, he did have Nancy Pelosi to deal with at that time, but nonetheless.
Is she still around? Oh, yeah, that's right. She's
stretch.
Oh,
yeah.
She's the leader, isn't she?
Yeah.
Of the Democrats.
She's still around, all right. She's still around.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and meanwhile, as we said, Barack Obama is doing more executive orders, more pardons. Word came out today that he intends to release another dozen or more.
22 more Gitmo guys.
Right. And even on inauguration day, as late as inauguration day, sort of, you know, stick his finger in Trump's eye.
Isn't that amazing? He's so insulting.
Well,
you know, it's coming up time. You know, I think you people are fooling with fire. It's coming up time. This guy, I'm not sure, always forgets, you know.
Well, all I can say is Trump, you know, probably knows this better than anybody, but take a lemon and make lemonade out of it.
Right.
You got a nice facility down there that's basically empty now.
Trump Hotel.
There you go. You fill it up with
resort.
You just fill it up with these criminal illegals and the.
Load them up.
You got that right.
Yep.
You suspected terrorists and stuff, right down there to Gitmo, baby. You got a nice brand.
How about
new
all
facility.
These illegal immigrants that have committed murder?
Yep,
we
that's
got
what
a nice little.
Well,
here's where your passport's
that's
taking
what I'm
you.
Talking about.
Beautiful
don't,
hotel in the islands.
Don't let them have the privilege of being
just
in a stateside federal prison,
right?
Because they'll be just making trouble there, creating, you know, gang activity inside the prison. All right.
No, this could actually be very beneficial.
That's what I'm saying. Make lemonade.
Hi, Hi, everyone. This is Sunny, the California girl from Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. We're all champions in the ring, including all the hottest guys on American Adversary. Love ya.
All right, welcome back to the show. That's right, Sunny. She checks in with us live from California on Sunday evenings during our three-hour classic tour show. And she told us a couple of weeks ago, you know, that Trump was bounced around by some of the GLOW girls on their television show. Yeah, yeah, he was on there, and they were throwing him around the ring.
Oh, my God. Now, did they accuse him of touching him? And,
I don't know.
You know, I mean, you know how these stories get changed around and altered, you know, and no one sued him for assault or anything?
It sounded like they were the ones distributing
the
bumps.
Maybe he could sue them, you know what I mean?
Right.
You beat the heck out of me.
That's right, exactly. Mm. He was a good sport about it, though, she said. All right, that is Mike McBath. I am Christopher Hart. You're listening to The American Adversaries. We're live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. Or you might be listening to us on AM660TheAnswer.com. Or you might be strolling through some mall somewhere, maybe the Oviedo Mall right now, listening on your smart device like one of our listeners was doing last night when we talked about My Liberty Threads and Scott Miller being set up in the Oviedo Mall. Just
I know.
About the time he's walking by, he goes, "Hey, there you are. They're just talking about you." So, yeah, you can listen to us anywhere on the smart device if you download the free WORL-FM-AM app into that smart device. And want to thank that listener for doing that last night. Now, that's a dedicated listener, right?
Oh, yeah, you're not kidding. I know.
All right. Paul is on the line. Thank you for holding, Paul. We appreciate your being there.
Hey, you guys are talking about golf, right?
Yes, we were, Paul.
That's the game where you put that little ball and you hit it and it goes in a hole, right?
Not the way Chris has been playing it, you know.
That's
it goes into a lake, it goes into a tree, but not all the...
Well, the reason I'm asking is you're talking about Obama and the shovel-ready jobs.
Yeah.
I know a little bit about golf, not much, but I think Obama knows even less about shovel-ready jobs because his main question, even though it wasn't advertised, was which end of the shovel do I plug in?
Oh, yeah, isn't that the truth?
That's what I mean. He certainly doesn't know which end of the shovel to use at all, that's for sure.
And, you know, they just blew all that money, Chris, as we all know. You know what I mean? A lot of it went in, what, solar paneling? And, I mean, it never got directed to where it was supposed to be, and it just disappeared.
The American people
got very little out of this stimulus, which was supposed to be something that would move jobs.
Well, see, it never was meant to be a stimulus.
Oh.
And it never was meant to really
right.
create shovel-ready
right.
jobs.
It was a story.
It was a payoff. All that
right.
money paid off
right.
unions and...
Isn't it great that he's
found
gone?
Found its way back into the Democratic Party, and yep. like you said, Slender, all these
yeah.
things.
Yeah, all these scammers.
Exactly. So, yeah, maybe
Paul is right. You know, I mean, he is right. The guy, I don't even know if he knows what the definition of that is, you know?
Yeah, well, certainly yeah. doesn't know what to do with a shovel. Yeah, hey, thank you, Paul. I appreciate you being out there, and thank you for holding. I appreciate that. Speaking of Scott Miller with My Liberty Threads.
Maybe he heard you talking about him.
Chris, or maybe
you know?
Another listener just told him.
I know.
Hey, let's check in with him. He's over at the Oviedo Mall. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys doing?
All right. Good,
Excellent.
Scott. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. How are things over there?
It's going really well. I'll tell you, that's one of the best pockets in the entire state for me.
Is that
and I
right?
I think it's no accident that you guys are so popular over there. I've had at least 6 or 7 of your regular listeners just come by and say hi this week since we got into the mall and, you know, bring up the list of you guys and hear my commercials every day.
Well, we like your T-shirts and we're wearing them. You know, I wear the ones you've given me numerous times, you know, over in the gym and the tennis courts, and they're great. And I love your hats. Very nice.
Are you still there, Scott?
Scott.
Hello?
Okay.
He's
okay.
in the mall. Oh, somebody's probably buying 20 T-shirts right now, Chris.
Okay, let's.
You know what I mean?
Let's,
commerce comes.
Okay, we're going to put him on hold and see if we can figure out what's going on with the connection
there. Yeah, it's probably a big buy.
Yeah, but he is over there at the Vito Mall, and he's got great apparel.
It's all America-oriented.
And they are made in the USA. Right. They're totally USA product. And as I said, he's over there. And if you mention the American Adversaries, he'll give you a discount. So you know, we'll see if we can get him back on the line.
The polls that he took, Chris. Remember all the places that Scott traveled?
Yeah.
And he did those flea market events. Yep. And I mean, major flea markets and everything. And virtually everywhere he went, it was Trump, Trump, Trump. So he was right on the bandwagon way in advance of the media.
Yeah, we were just talking about your sort of informal polling that you were doing and how accurate
how accurate you were than the regular professional polls paid millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah, except you guys were the only ones, and your listeners are the only ones that paid attention.
No.
I can't thank you guys enough for that.
Well, you know what? We paid attention to the public. I mean, isn't that true, Scott? I mean, what do the people tell you? You see them walking down the street. You see them in huge crowds. What are they telling you? You understood it.
It was exactly what you guys are saying. The people are tired of the same old politicians, regardless of what they had to say. They just wanted somebody from outside of the entire system. And they got it. And now you can really feel, you know, the designs have shifted and they've gone more towards the America First pride feel than the we the people, not you the government feel. It's a massive shift.
Is that right? So you're seeing that in your sales directly?
Yep. And we've got a new design that we came out with that I sold out of. I'm actually heading back to the mall with another batch of them. It just says simply, I always stand for the flag.
It's got
a great flag right on the front of it, and people are all over that type of message right now.
Does that have a picture of Colin Kaepernick on it?
There isn't a Colin Kaepernick, but I got to say, this next batch that we did is almost like a 49er red.
Oh,
it was no accident.
Oh, is that funny?
I love it.
You better watch those NFL people. They might be chasing you now.
So you say that would be...
Well, they could be another one in the long line of people that I'm sure I'm just in the process of ticking off after all these years of doing this.
That's funny. That's great.
All right. Now, of course, people can get your stuff at your website, but where are you at, actually? Where's the Oviedo Mall, and where are you at in it?
We're right in front of the Barnes & Noble, and as a special thing, just an appreciation thing, I'd like to offer anybody that mentions this show $5 off of any one shirt that they might want to get.
And
perfect timing for Christmas because people love seeing that Made in America label on a Christmas present.
Absolutely, and they'll love that, like that shirt you just mentioned.
That's pretty cute. It's sort of a close to 49er color with that flag aspect,
I
and then with
the
Kaepernick, it's sort of refuting our wonderful NFL player. You know?
All right, and that's okay. All right, we lost his line
that's
again,
right.
But you just heard it. He's at the Oviedo Mall, right in front of the Barnes and Noble. You get on over there, mention our show. They'll give you $5 off your shirt. All right. And once again, these are beautiful shirts. They're excellent quality, the highest of quality shirts.
Well, they are.
And they are made in America, American products, and American made 103% through, and I can't wait to see that one. I stand for the flag. And
I think that is great, and particularly if they're close colors to the 49ers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So get on over there, please, and say hello to Scott Miller, and he will help you out.
He could have like
with your shopping list.
A donkey's rear end. Representing Kaepernick's face.
No, but it's interesting to hear what he just said in terms of
where the public's going mentally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are now, once again, feeling good about America again, optimistic, the exact opposite of what Michelle Obama was talking about. But they're people are optimistic. We feel it. We see it.
I agree.
And it's
everywhere
it's
you
great.
Go.
And this is what we knew this would happen. We knew this would happen with this guy. Okay, so in the meantime, and once again, as we said, Barack Obama, even though he's on vacation, he is doing things to make life more difficult for Trump once he does take the reins of power, if you will. And the latest was to block off some, I don't know, pretty... Well, let's just say not very high priority lands for oil drilling to begin with.
They could be high down the road, high quality, but they're not a priority for the next probably 20, 30 years
or
more.
He blocked out some areas in the Atlantic Ocean, mainly from, I guess, what was it, about North Carolina up?
North Carolina up to like Nova Scotia. And then it was also the 15 million acres, you know, in off the coast and Alaska.
Right.
And, you know, but this can be unraveled, too, very quickly.
Yeah, it is executive action. There's some noise about because Canada was involved in it.
That's not true, though.
It is an executive action.
Right.
Can be reversed by executive action. However, maybe perhaps in this case, if Obama's just putting out bait or something like that, perhaps if Trump doesn't reverse this one, it's no big deal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In other words, he doesn't have to just go in there and carte blanche, reverse each and every one.
I mean,
one.
All I do is counsel with my people who are expert in that area and say, you know what, when do you think we'd ever need this area? They say, well, 200 years from now, maybe I'll let that one go.
And does it keep the Canadians from drilling there, too? Does it keep everybody else from drilling there?
And if it is positive for the environment, maybe I'll leave it.
Right, we'll put this one in the bank. So, but, you know, we'll leave that up to the Trumpster, right?
Yeah.
We'll leave that up to him. But once again, Obama's going to continue to do things like this. He's going to continue to try to be
a thorn in one side.
Yeah, that's exactly what he is.
Thorn
in Trump's side.
And he's a pain in... Oh, no, we can't say that.
You know. Well, we always knew that the job for the next president is going to be very difficult, whoever that next president was going to be, because of the policies and the so-called leading from behind by Barack Obama. And he seems to be going out of his way even more so to make the next person's life miserable.
Right.
And I think Trump's just going to look at it as a bigger challenge to overcome, which will make him an even greater president for having to overcome it.
Right.
You know, that's a champion does not shy away from huge challenges.
No, he engages into the combat.
He actually wants the bigger the challenge, the better, don't you see? Because the accomplishment is bigger at the end of the day. And the sense of accomplishment and the sense of achievement and the success. And so, hey, bring it on. Bring it on, Barack Obama. Bring it on.
Chris, I think it's the end of, it's the end of the Al Sharptons, the end of the Jesse Jacksons, the end of the Black Lives Matter story. You wait till they get into these inner cities and start, you know, doing construction, start working on the educational system, and start showing how things should be, and then the people around will be the one that dictate and go, you know what? What were we doing for the last 50 years? And this could just absolutely destroy the Democratic Party. And, you know, and I believe they're just going to infiltrate right in there. And then you can ignore all that. Just ignore them. Just do your work.
In the meantime,
and help the people,
the people
who should be helped.
They're going to do everything that they can
to destroy,
to make sure that Trump doesn't succeed, so that their little lie is not revealed.
Yeah. Well, the lie, we had a nice revelation with all these WikiLeaks, so we had a real treat this fall.
Well, that's just the beginning.
Yeah. Maybe the Russians will send more, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. We'll take a break.
The Russians, right.
I tell you what, before we take a break, just give us a little bit more time here, Nick. Let's go over tomorrow night's contest rules.
Yeah.
You come up with a doozy this time.
Well, we got some good prizes, Chris. So, you know, the contest has to be a bit more difficult because that one prize worth $125, that's pretty nice.
That's hard to beat. Not up to the iPhone level.
But what we're really, we're asking our people is to give us your perception of what Christmas dinner, because we all know what it's like having relatives and friends and all that, what your perception of Christmas dinner would be like for a Republican family and then a very liberal left Democratic family. You know, I believe the average Republican family with two adults, three children, they'd happen to be seated around the dining room table enjoying turkey, stuffing, cranberries, saying the prayer of appreciation, and conversation would evolve around family, friends, and sports. I think that's the typical Republican family.
Indeed.
Now, I wonder what the liberal left family would look like. Well, actually, there's not going to be five. There's only going to be two because they aborted their children. Ew, that's terrible.
Mm.
They'll be sitting around the kitchen table instead of the dining room table because, you know, there's no prayers. They'll be complaining that all the marijuana stores are closed for Christmas. Their menu would probably consist of wine and quiche, and their dessert would be cookies laced with drugs. And their conversation would probably evolve around different ways of scamming the government, upcoming social justice protests, etc. So you see a sharp contrast of how different people and political backgrounds would celebrate this wonderful time of the year.
All right.
So, you know, we're going to leave this up to our listeners. You know, Chris says maybe not go that long, but make it right to the heart. Take it right to the heart.
He's laid down the challenge to you this time.
So,
and you will be playing for a sizable prize package. Once again, that life-size cutout for Dino Rento by Dino Rento Studios. And, you know, Frank, who was Pasquale in my golf partner.
Yeah, I know Frank. Yeah.
He was he came out and joined us last night for dinner, and he did something I thought that was it was really touching. It was really a great gift that he gave to someone else.
He paid the bill? Oh no.
he was the winner of one of these cutouts.
Right.
And he's a single guy, and so he didn't really, you know kind of what he was going to do with it. So he came up with a great idea. He put out a call, sort of a let's just say a challenge, if you will, at his office, that if anybody wanted this, to email him and tell him what he would do, what they would do with it, and then he would choose amongst those who would get it. And one of his coworkers emailed and said that she would take it and have a life-size cutout made for, I believe it was for her daughter of the father who's in the military and serving overseas. I thought that's pretty darn
really
cool. See, that's what you can do with these things. These are lifetime memory things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I understand.
I mean, you can do it. You can make a gag gift or something like that out if you want. You can get one of Obama and throw darts at it, whatever you want to do. But the whole point is, this is what you can make memories out of. This is what makes memories. And those special little decorations that we look at it and we go, oh, man, that's simple. That's, you know, there's. But a little child looks at it with wonder.
No, I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree.
And
I agree.
That's what they do at Dino Rento Studios.
Yeah.
All right? They can do it for a little girl or a little boy's birthday party, or they can do it for a magnificent celebration. They have snowmen all around the White House right now, right?
I know.
I mean, that's pretty cool,
yeah.
Right? And so Dino Rento Studios.
And again, horses, dogs. You know, a lot of people have dogs
nativity
that are like
scenes,
lived with them forever.
Nativity.
Take a picture of your dog and have them just do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just awesome.
Yeah, so that's up for grabs, as is a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano, where we were last night. And by the way, Tuesday night is prime rib night.
I know, Chris, but every time I go there, we get there a little late, and they never have
you
it.
You've got to reserve piece of meat if you go on Tuesday night.
They, you
if you're going to go there after 4 or 5 o'clock, you better reserve it to make sure it's there.
What does it cost? You know, I don't even know what the price.
The prime rib?
It's very inexpensive.
It's very reasonable.
It's like really
very reasonable. The whole menu is
it's
very
like
reasonable.
Shockingly reasonable.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that's compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz. And if you're good enough, if you've been behaving well enough that
right.
Santa Claus brings you a Mercedes-Benz
this year, you've been awful good.
Make sure you take it over there, and they will help you take excellent care of that automobile. And they will help take care of your budget in the process. And you'll also get a $10 gift card to Tijuana Flats, where last night in Winter Springs they had the tuba caroling.
Yeah, how'd they go?
I guess we'll find out tomorrow night,
yeah.
Or if anybody out there listened there. Is listening that was there last night.
They probably still have a headache.
I don't know.
Boom, boom, boom.
Tuba music is cool because you don't just hear it, you feel it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you feel it. I'm sure in your head the next day when you get up, 15 beers in the tuba. You know what I mean?
And a few jalapeno peppers.
Yeah, no doubt in my mind.
All right, Tijuana Flats. All right. Okay, we'll be back with more of the American Adversaries. Tomorrow night will be contest night. Get those dinner descriptions ready.
Hi, I'm Scott Miller from MyLibertyThreads.com. I've developed an American-made t-shirt brand that helps conservative Americans express themselves. I've traveled the country extensively over the last 3 years, helping proud Americans everywhere get their points across. As friends of the American Adversaries program, we're offering promotion for all the listeners of this show. All you have to do is check out our website at MyLibertyThreads.com and enter promo code AAR2014 on any purchase you make, and you'll save $3. That's $3 just by entering AAR2014. All caps. That's MyLibertyThreads.com. And remember, American-made t-shirts just feel better.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got
that's
the answer.
It's a lot heavier on I-4. Eastbound, you're slow at 535 and at the Turnpike, then heavy John Young Parkway up to Maitland. A report of a crash near Fairbanks Avenue. Maitland to Lake Mary is slow, and then 46 to Dirksen Drive is heavy. Westbound side, heavy Fairbanks to the Turnpike. Delays from Sand Lake to 535 and past 192. 417 and the 408 have minor delays. We have traffic signals out on 436 at Lee Vista Boulevard still. You're heavy from Colonial all the way down to the airport on 436. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy, oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Dun, dun, dun.
I thought you were singing that bass
part.
Yeah,
what was that? Yeah.
Of comfort and joy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, another great...
It's wonderful, though, to hear Christmas music.
Absolutely. These are, yeah, especially the carols.
Yeah, and then you tie it in with Trump's election.
The carols.
Could anything be better than Christmas music and the feeling of Trump being elected and the enthusiasm in the nation today? I mean, really, go back and think about a year ago. We're all sitting there at Christmas dinner, you know, looking down and, you know, looking at our dog food because we can't afford anything that is really good. Now, look what has happened. Wow.
Right. Yes. The good,
life is good.
It is fixing to be real good, yeah. I got a feeling. And a lot of other people have the same feeling as well. Welcome back to the show, folks. And we're getting ready to wrap up this hour. Don't forget, next hour, Pat Williams is going to join us. He's written an excellent new book called Humility. We'll see what he has to say about Donald Trump. The secret ingredient of success, he calls it. And it is learnable, I've read in his book. Humility is actually learnable.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And there's a whole lot of people out there who need to do a little learning, right? All right. In the meantime, the situation in Germany, they're still searching for the perpetrator of the truck terrorist attack.
I can't understand how he, in all seriousness, I mean, I know if I was there or something, I mean, if I could see where the truck, I'd be running, trying to catch the guy. I mean, I don't understand how he could have escaped. I don't.
First of all, evidently there was not much security there to begin with.
But when evidently, you just this is a tail very, the guy, I mean, you know, the best, well, I don't get it.
If there are not people there to tail him, who's going to tail him?
A citizen, yeah,
evidently, there was so much chaos, I guess the guy was able to make it off in the chaos. But basically, there was only, I believe, for this facility, which is pretty large and had a lot of people there, there were five security officers there, police officers.
Right.
All right. And so in the chaos, the guy was able to get out of the vehicle and run away. By the way, the passenger had been shot. He evidently was the original driver of the truck. And the truck had been hijacked.
Oh, okay.
So he shot dead the original driver and I guess shoved him over in the seat or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or perhaps held a gun to him and then killed him before, you know, he could get out. But the whole point is the guy got away. Originally, they thought it was some Pakistani guy they arrested. They have released him and are looking for a guy from Tunisia. Now, of course, this Tunisian guy would have been part of the flood of refugees from North Africa there.
Right.
All right. And then, of course, the Syrians as well. And Angela Merkel, what was just the other day, said, oh, wouldn't it be something to the effect of, wouldn't it be a shame if this turned out to be one of the refugees?
I have an idea where he is.
Where?
He's probably in Mexico right now.
Well, I don't know about Mexico, but he may not be in Germany anymore.
Yeah,
depends.
I was going to say.
Depends on the network that he has.
He's on the Autobahn going about 200 miles an hour.
Right. Yeah. Well, it depends on the network that he had helping him, if he had a network helping him at all. And sometimes it's better if you have people helping you. Sometimes it's better if nobody knows what you're doing. But we don't know at this point. But I think it is quite clear that Angela Merkel and these other European states and Barack Obama are putting their own citizens at risk when they bring these people
for their
in
globalization
and,
views.
And they don't
right?
know who they are right. or what they are all about. And the excuse from the liberals is, oh, the Europeans just don't know how to acclimate them into their society as well as Americans do. That's not what this is all
that's
about.
That's not at all what
no,
it's about.
No, this is, as Donald Trump put it, a truly clash of civilizations. Right. It's exactly
it's
what it is.
It's great to see him call it out just what it is. This
right.
is what it is.
And the liberals
now we
are
gotta
all
resolve
up in
it.
Arms because, oh, now ISIS can go out and recruit members. Well, let me, let's just put it. Okay. How many people are they going to recruit? The people that are out there that are prone to being recruited, right?
Right. Something's going to draw those people anyway. So,
that's my point.
You know, it doesn't matter if it's ISIS or whoever.
Let's get them recruited, right. and then let's kill them.
Right.
All right? And be rid of them.
Yep.
If that's the way they want to play, if that's what they're looking for, martyrdom, we'll accommodate them.
We'll get them there quick as we can.
We'll give them more of what they want than they ever wanted, than they'll ever know what they can do with. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit right up. Let's go see the elephant. When I'm a roll of the honey. I'm a roll of the honey, and you can't keep up with me.
Wait, we are seeing right now what a real leader looks like, and that is Donald J. Trump. Welcome back to the show, or welcome to the show, folks. If you're just now able to tune us in, we really do appreciate you listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show as we come to you live on this first day of winter 2016-17 on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And because we are live, you can be a part of the action, 407-774-8255. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and like us if you can. You can also post up messages there. And questions, comments, whatever, we'll respond to it. And you got to double check us, so you got to check in the morning and evening because we're putting stuff up all the time.
Chris, now you never lived in the snow, right?
No, that's correct.
Did you ever go through a winter of snow?
No.
You didn't?
No. I have flown over it.
Now you understand how much I appreciate Orlando, having lived in Buffalo.
And played football.
And, you know, the sometimes, honestly, the drifts were above the cars. So, in other words, can you imagine? I mean, I'll tell you.
I cannot imagine. Don't even want to.
I remember one time there was 3 months the sun never came out. And I knew I had to leave because I'd either become an alcoholic or a sex man. Well, that might be okay.
Come on.
But what a, I am a total zealot lover of Florida. You know, that was a horrible, horrible period.
All right, that is Mike McBath. I am Christopher Hart. Nick LoCicero is back on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. Once again, if you didn't hear it during the first hour of the show, Pat Williams is going to be with us the second half of this hour of the show. Of course, Pat Williams is co-founder of the Orlando Magic, along with Jimmy Hewitt, originally.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And these guys brought us the Magic, and he wrote a book about that. By the way, he's written over 100 books, Pat Williams has. He can do it with 19 kids. I don't know. Maybe he has to keep writing books to pay for those 19 kids. I don't know. But anyway, he's written his latest effort. It's called Humility, the Secret Ingredient of Success. So we'll be talking to Pat Williams about his new book in the second half of this hour of the show.
Yeah, I mean, if the book is good, you know, I haven't read it yet, but I mean, wouldn't that be in the NFL? We actually have an introduction period when these rookies come in, you know, where they go through indoctrination, and that would be the type of book that they should read. Now, there's one problem. I'm not sure they all can read, but...
maybe they can have somebody read
supposedly
it.
I know they attended college.
Read
I like that.
Them.
You know?
Well, one of your old buddies is actually quoted in here as a book review. He says, Pat Williams' book on humility speaks volumes on what it takes to succeed in life. It's a great book, and anyone in management needs to read every page. You know who said that?
Who?
Davey Johnson.
Oh, Davey, yeah.
Yeah,
Davey's a great
buddy, guy. Yeah.
He was my partner with the Predators. It was me, Davey, and Tracy Allen.
Trace, that's
and,
right.
Yeah, Davey. Well, Davey actually proved himself a great baseball coach. I mean,
manager, Mike.
You don't
coaches are football. Managers
oh,
are
excuse
baseball.
Excuse me. Well, that's why, you know. I know. His umpire referee. I know.
Oh, yeah, 86 New York Mets.
Yeah, no, he was a great player
Orioles.
And certainly a great manager, Chris.
He was one of those managers that wherever he landed, the team succeeded. Kind of like Joe Madden.
No, that's right. That's exactly
Cubs
right.
And he
I'll
was,
tell you,
he
Madden,
was
you
got
to be impressed. And that when he picked, what, Zobrist, he picked up off of what Kansas City and brought him over, you know, like we moved from Tampa to Kansas City and then brings him in and look what he does in a World Series.
How about that?
Nice
MVP.
Move.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got our MVP, Donald J. Trump, taking care of business. He met today with executives from Boeing and Lockheed Martin. And Boeing came out saying that they're going to figure out how to lower the cost. On the new
that,
Air
is that
Force
surprise
One.
To hear that?
Well, not. It's like with Trump, we're winning all the time, right?
Right. And every day we're saving tax shareholders' money. That's
right.
What I call it, tax shareholders' money.
Right, exactly. And the Lockheed Martin builds that
F-35. Right.
Right, and he's talking to them about the cost of that aircraft. And they're going to be working with the White House to see what they can do to lower the cost of these weapons systems.
Why didn't Barack Obama discuss this over the last 8 years?
Because he just assumed we don't have those weapons, I guess.
Right, either and get rid of them or he knows nothing about them.
All he knows is how to spend other people's money, and he has done that very well, thank you very much, or no thank you very much, I should say. But Barack Obama is, it's a totally different mindset, and this is one reason why we thought Trump would be good for the country, because he does bring a totally different mindset to Washington, D.C., and these people there, they still don't get it. They still think that they can treat him the same way as they would George W. Bush or Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio, for that matter, right? Like the standard old politician. They're going to get the standard old politician response out of him. Trump's not going to be that way.
Now, here's a very fair question. Do you think Trump will do what Barack did? Barack had 18, I call them servants, to Michelle, right? The taxpayer paid him over $2 million a year. One of the servants to Michelle was an individual, the grandmother, and she's now on a pension, once they come out, of $160,000 a year.
Mrs. Robinson.
Now, I'm going to bet that Donald Trump and his wife will spend zero.
I can't imagine.
I'm going to bet that.
Yeah, I can't imagine them, you know, spending the government
and I mean
money
that.
Like that. No, they won't. They
and,
won't.
And that's huge money that, again, could have gone into the inner cities, helped the poor. Brock never cared about the poor.
Yeah, but
he laughed about it.
Here's how the media will treat it, though. Donald Trump's, you know, hiding stuff from us. He's not separating his business life and all this stuff. Mm. Look, what they're going to do, since they can't beat this guy at the polls and they haven't been able to beat him at all, they're going to continue to beat the drums of scurrilous behavior. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is him
trying to tie his business part into this.
That's part of it, yes. They're going at him from basically two angles right now. They're going at him from the Russian angle, right? He's palling around with Putin and that sort of thing, right? He's got Tillerson in there, this whole line of script.
Attack.
The other line is what you just mentioned, the business, right? And there's already the warnings out there. Oh, if he doesn't, you know, if he doesn't watch what he's doing, he's going to be committing crimes. And the Paul Krugmans out there and the like, the liberal talking heads are all out there, and, you know, issuing their warnings to Trump. He better not watch. He better watch what he's doing. He better, you know, not mess around. They're going to watch him, and they're going to get him. And so, you know, but don't, you know, that's okay. I mean, that's what they're going to do. I mean, they're laying their cards out on the table. They're showing their hand, and they're showing what they're going to do, and they're going to, you know, repeatedly do that. The problem for them is they still don't understand why Donald Trump is the president-elect. And we told you this for months and months and months. The people chose him because they understand the nation is facing serious problems and needs serious solutions from serious people.
Right.
And they did not see that amongst the Democrats, nor the other 16 Republican right. primary candidates. They saw it in one guy, this guy. And lo and behold, there we talked a whole lot about Trump's mm-hmm. instincts. It turns out the American public's instincts were pretty good, too. Because they went with this guy in spite of all of the things that were arrayed, all of the forces that were arrayed against him, including yep. maybe. And we still don't have any sort of proof, much less concrete, that the Russians had anything to do with it. Right. But let's assume they'd, in spite of everything, this guy won the election, and he won it in the Rust Belt states and the state of Florida. And we told you that's where it was. For anybody out there listening, we said, if you want to win, here's where it's going to be won, and watch him, and that's how you can do it.
Plus the other thing, Chris, by this constant criticism of Trump, I mean every day, pounded, same lousy story, you become numb to what? Criticism. I mean, I believe, you know, and in the future, we're just going to go, you won't even listen or try to dissect their criticism because there's no validity in most cases to everything that is said by them.
I want to refine that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
This time, people will become numb to it. They're already mm-hmm. becoming numb to this Russian story because they don't see anything.
No, I know.
They hear a bunch of words mm-hmm. and see a bunch of lips flapping, mm-hmm. but they don't see any evidence of anything, right? And they don't see anything gone wrong.
Right.
You see what I'm saying here? And as we pointed out on the show several times, it's one thing to hack emails, you know, of Podesta and all that. It's another thing to tamper with the election process itself.
Process itself, right.
And that did not happen. Nope. There's no allegations that was any success doing that. So, but the difference is when the allegations and the charges are not responded to or responded to very feebly, they do sink in. They are effective. Case in point, George W. Bush, who never defended himself when he was called a liar over and over and over again, when he was called an idiot over and over again, when he was called a racist after Katrina, accused of murdering black people in New Orleans. Give me a break. And he sat there silent. And so the charges were effective. Not going to be that way this time.
He didn't know how to tweet.
He didn't know how to tweet. And he didn't,
but you know what?
And he as didn't funny know how to stand up and speak for himself.
Right.
You see,
but this tweeting is effective.
But it's mm-hmm. a cultural thing. We talk about mm-hmm. cultural clash.
Right, right.
You know, Trump mentioned the cultural clash
yeah.
between the Muslims and Americans
right.
and the Muslim world and the Western world, shall
right.
we say, or the extremist Muslim world and the Western world. There's also a cultural clash, if you will, between the Bush world and the Trump world.
Right.
And we saw it played out during the campaign, right? But you could also see their approach because Trump is that brash New Yorker, I'm not going to take nothing from nobody
mm-hmm.
type person, which is what we need right now.
Mm-hmm.
George W. Bush was more the main, they're being rude, I'm
right.
not going to be rude.
Won't fall to
exactly.
the level.
Exactly, right.
Trump will go right in the dirt with you. You want to go? Let's go.
You better believe it. So it's all about upbringing, if you will. But we got the right guy for the right time.
Yeah, you got it right. I mean, we got a fighter,
exactly.
I mean, a rabid dog taking care of us.
That's
which is
right.
great.
And the whole world is sitting up and taking mm-hmm. notice, and they like it.
I know.
They like what they see as much as we do, if not more.
Yep.
All right. Stick around. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we give you our tomorrow night's contest rules one more time. And then don't forget, in the second half of this hour of the show, we anticipate Pat Williams to regale us with some of his great stories and about his new book, Humility, The Secret Ingredient of Success. Don't forget, you're listening to The American Adversaries. Please go to our website and check out our archive. Join the American Adversaries Army if you can, please. That is at AmericanAdversaries.com. And go to our Facebook page. And if you like what you see, please like us there. Got some really funny stuff up there. Don't forget the rock video where he sings a tune to Hillary Clinton. And we put up a little self-deprecating humorous bit by Barack himself, which is actually pretty doggone funny. As I said, he missed his calling. He should have been a comedian. I mean, he's got the ears for a comedian, right?
I know, but his time's not over. He may drift into that area, once they throw him permanently out of politics.
Boy, I tell you what he's done as president, ain't funny a bit. All right, we'll be right back.
Folks, please join me in welcoming our newest sponsor to the program, Patriot Home Funding Incorporated. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and each has over 30 years' experience originating mortgages right here in Central Florida. They offer their customers the very best in service, experience, and expertise. Patriot Home Funding's motto is, "We say yes when the banks say no." They are known for routinely getting mortgages closed easier, faster, and with less cost than anybody else in the industry. If you are having trouble getting approved, getting the runaround from your lender, feel like you're paying too much, or just want the very best mortgage experts in Central Florida working to make your American dream come true, call the leading experts at Patriot Home Funding today. Patriot Home Funding is known for thinking outside the box and offering solutions, not excuses. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. Call them at 877-377-8123. 877-377-8123, or visit them at myphf.com.
Patriot Home Funding Incorporated is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida, number NMLS 171699, and is an equal housing lender. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Dino Rentos Studios as a new sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show. At Dino Rentos Studios, they custom manufacture displays, props for events, parties, trade shows, retailers. They can make just about anything for just about anybody. That's right. DinoRentosStudios.com is the website. You spell Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S, Dino Rentos Studios. The phone number is 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089. Want to decorate a party for that special grandchild or child? Want to decorate a party for an office party? They can do it at Dino Rentos Studios, and they can do it within your budget. Dino Rentos Studios, that's where they make just about anything, and if they can't make it, nobody can. That's DinoRentosStudios.com, 800-704-7089.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Welcome back to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Once again, we are here live on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer. Got Mike McBath in the studio with me, Christopher Hart. And, you know, we got a man on the line right now. He has a great radio show of his own, and you can listen to it both Saturday and Sunday at high noon right here on these very same stations. If you've lived in Orlando very long at all, or you're at all a basketball fan, you know all about this gentleman, and it's always a pleasure to talk to him. And his name, of course, is Pat Williams. Pat Williams is with us right now. Pat, thanks again for being with us. We really appreciate you being there.
Thanks a million, Chris. Mike, it's nice to hook up with you, and I appreciate the call today.
Well, good. Well, we're glad you're on.
Yeah, I listen to your show all the time. I really enjoy it.
I do, too. Actually, when we're coming back from tennis, I hear them on Saturdays.
Yeah, and I tell people, if you want to know how to interview a person, listen to Pat Williams. You do an excellent interview. You know what I'm talking about? Just the way you conduct the interview itself.
Well, Chris, let me tell you what I've learned over the years, and I do have a background in radio from way back, and I've been interviewed many times over the years on the basketball business and book business, and here's what I can't stand with interviewers. They will make an entire statement. They will go on and on and on, and then never ask you a question, but just stop and you know, you got to pick it up from there.
Right.
So I think there's a real art to it, and it's a real challenge, and I love that challenge to draw out the very best in guests. And I've learned the best way to do that is to ask one-sentence questions.
Yes.
That begin with what, why, where, when, how, and who, and it forces them to talk to you. and they can't give you a yes or no answer. And then the other key I've learned, Chris, is to listen to these people as they're talking, because they may say something really dramatic, and you want to pick up on that and continue the conversation on that topic, rather than have your next question ready, and you may miss out on something really important that the guy has just said, and you want him to expand.
Well,
those are a few things I've learned over the years.
And I must say, I look to you as a guide, sort of as a mentor, without you knowing it, to the how-do of that. And are you still with us, Pat? Are we having trouble with the connection? Okay, we'll put him on hold for a second and see if we can get the connection right again.
That's amazing, though. 100 books that he's written, though, Chris.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. But he is. I mean, this. You know, if you want to see how to do an interview or listen to Pat Williams. Okay, if you want to hear how not to do an interview, Sean Hannity.
Yep.
But let's get back to Pat Williams. He's with us now. You know, Mike just mentioned the fact that you've written over 100 books. How do you do it?
A little bit every day, Chris. I'm constantly gathering information. I'm making notes. I come across stories or anecdotes or illustrations. I'm constantly writing them down. I save them. I keep them filed under by topic. So when it's time to write a book, most of my research is done. So what I've been doing for 40-plus years, almost 50 years, is a little bit every day, and saving it and filing it. And over 50 years, you do a lot of gathering like that, and you end up with an enormous amount of material. And most of the time in writing, it is the time it takes to research. So my research has been going on for almost, 50 years, and a little bit each day. I found that's works best for me.
Well, you know, one of your books, I believe the title is called Making Magic. Are we still, are we having a problem again? Not a problem again. All right.
Well, you just made magic, Chris.
Yeah, I guess we're all making magic of our own.
The individual disappear.
By the way, Pat's greatest book, Humility, is out right now, and it would make a great gift, all right, for the gift-giving season graduation gift or anything like that.
Hey, if our kids come and going into college, they're going to be participating, even if they're not in sports, I'm sure it's very appropriate.
Right. You know, and if you really want to make it a number one gift package, team this book up with Colonel Danny McKnight's book, Streets of Mogadishu, about leadership. Exactly. Humility, the Secret Ingredient of Success, by Pat Williams, is on sale right now. And it is an excellent book. And as soon as we get hooked back up with Pat, we'll get back to the interview. We are coming up on the hard break, so we'll work on this during the break. And so we can continue to talk to Pat, because there's
several... too, in a book like this, is this written for a specific audience? You know, meaning, let's say, business people, kids going through college, pro athletes, or is it general?
I'll let him answer for himself, but I would say this is for everybody, because this will help you, once again, identify who good leaders are.
Right.
Because the secret of success, secret ingredient of success being humility, a lot of people fake it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you need to know how to tell the sincere humility from the false stuff. And so, but this is, it's an excellent book. And once again, Pat Williams is the author, and we're working to get him back on the line. But we do have to take a break. You are listening to the American Adversaries. Don't forget Larry Elder. Okay, all right. Larry Elder, I see we will have him after the news break, have Pat Williams back on. Don't forget, Larry Elder comes up at 7 o'clock, and his is an excellent show. I really love listening to him on the way home or the way to the grocery store, wherever I happen to be. And so it's a really enjoyable show. Once again, Humility by Pat Williams. And it is Wednesday, so don't forget, tonight at 9 o'clock after Larry Elder, WDW News Tonight with Nick LeCicero and Tom. And their show goes from 9 to 11, okay? That's WDW News Tonight at 9 o'clock, right here on these same stations. All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you're listening to the American Adversaries until 7 o'clock. Thank you for being there. I am Christopher Hart, along with Mike McBath. We have on the line with us right now a man who kind of doesn't need any introductions, but it's always an honor to speak with him, Pat Williams. Once again, thanks for being with us tonight, Pat.
Well, Chris, fine. I'm on a landline now, so
it's going to be a lot easier, I hope.
Yeah, we're going to be good and solid now. So,
okay.
I don't know what parts we missed. You'd ask me about, how do I go about writing these books? And
We could hear you. You just couldn't hear us after
you made
your response. So then that brings me to this question: why write a book about humility? What inspired this particular book?
Well, Christopher, here's what has happened. Over the years, I have been gathering information about men and women with a humble spirit, and I've collected just endless amount of material, and I've been deeply moved by it. In addition to that, throughout my career, I've been very fortunate to have been surrounded with some very, very interesting, talented, gifted people who also had a truly humble spirit. So the topic has been on my mind for a long time. And I think at this point in American history, we need it probably more than ever, because a humble spirit is awfully important to being successful. And it's an attractive quality that people are drawn by. I think they're repelled by arrogance. They're repelled by cockiness, and
a person who
has swallowed all those accolades, we don't want to be around them, and therefore they lose their effectiveness.
With
a sweet, humble spirit, I think that draws people to us, and we can be a whole lot more effective.
I see. You speak in the book, in the introduction, you talk about Catherine Graham, who was the editor of the Washington, publisher of the Washington Post. And you say you asked her, what was the single most important trait of all great leaders? And I'm reading now from your book, you said, without hesitation, she said, the absence of arrogance. And is that the root of what humility is, more or less, the absence of that sort of arrogance, pride, that sort of thing?
Well, we opened the book with that topic, Chris, and that's basically what we're saying. Catherine Graham, who in that period, was a magnet for anybody who came to the United States. They ended up in Washington, and they would end up at her house, or they'd end up at a meeting or at a party that she held. And so she had met all the great world leaders over many years. And this reporter and author who I had on my radio show, I just asked her to expand on that story. And this lady said, I was sitting next to her at one of her events, and I asked her, was there a common trait of all these great world leaders she'd come to know? And Mrs. Graham answered immediately. She said, yes, there is an absence of arrogance, she said. So I tell that story to launch the book, and I think it says an awful lot.
Pat, I got a question for you, too. I having been the president of the NFL Player Association, the retired side, twice, we do a rookie symposium, and I have seen so many careers go down the drain because these kids, and that's what they are, kids. I always say they're kids in men's body. They come in here, and I don't know if it's false arrogance or what it is, but this seems to me if they were indoctrinated, we do a rookie symposium, all the time, to try to bring them along and what's expected in life and business and everything else. But it seems like a book like that would be just terrific reading, so they, understand this will lead you to, better things. Because some of these kids, I don't know where they come from. I've seen careers. I remember we had a kid in Buffalo one time. He was rookie of the year. 3 years later, he's gone. He was the most arrogant person you ever met, and he blew everything apart.
Well, it happens too often, Mike. By the way, now that you've mentioned that, in the Orlando Sentinel today on the editorial page, Cal Thomas wrote a wonderful column today on this very topic of humility. And I copied just a few highlights He said, a friend of mine once observed that humility is so light a grace that once you think you have attained it, you've lost it.
Yeah, that's pretty, I can see that statement. That's funny, yeah.
And then Cal went on and he said, St. Paul cautioned, do not think more highly of yourself than you ought. And then Cal adds, pride is the first sin which leads to all others, he writes. So I'm not in any way suggesting that we don't do our best. We strive for greatness, live to be a champion, fulfill your full potential. I'm all for that. Yep. I write and speak about it. But along with that, I'm simply saying a sweet, humble spirit can go right along with it. Over the years, I've been so fortunate to have spent time with John Wooden or Lamar Hunt, Dr. Billy Graham, Julius Erving, Ernie Banks. I mean, these are great, great men and women of accomplishment, but you'd never know it because it was never about them. They didn't want to brag or promote what a big shot they were.
Pat, do you think it's somewhat of an innate thing, though? In other words, some people, you know, how some people are born with this, they're born with that. Or is this something that we could truly teach to someone?
Well, that's the meat of the book, because I'm convinced that we can. You know, when our children come into the world, they are not automatically honest, and they're not automatically responsible, and they're not automatically workers, you know, or they're not automatically mature. And we have to teach them all of these things as parents and grandparents and coaches and teachers and youth workers. We got to teach them all that. And I'm saying we need to teach humility along with it. And because that's a character quality as well. And so, yes, in answer to your question, humility is a characteristic, can be taught, but I think it's also caught. And when we're surrounded by humble giants, either in our home or at work or in other areas in our churches, when we're surrounded by those kinds of men and women, I think we catch it as well. And we come away saying, boy, I really want to be like that guy, right, or I want to be like that lady. And I think there's a powerful influence there as well.
You also have a chapter in here, sort of watch out, because you say genuine humility or just an act. What do you mean by that?
Well, you can definitely put it on, and you can act humble when really you're not. But I'm simply saying, go for the real deal, and swallow your pride, and work at it. I think you've got to work at it every day. As a matter of fact, it's easy to start talking on any given day about what we've done or our accomplishments. I think we got to be very careful that we. We're trying to promote the other guy. When we go to lunch, for example, you know, one of my goals is let the other person at lunch do 90% of the talking, because I'll pick up something and I'm tired. You know, I don't want to talk about myself all through a whole lunch. So I think it's important to draw the other people out. I mentioned Coach Wooden. I was so fortunate. He allowed me into his life. He lived till 99.
Right.
I wanted to write some books about him, and he let me in his life. And so I was very fortunate to have spent a nice amount of time with him. And here's the greatest coach of all time in American sports history. But you'd never know it. Billy Packer once said he's the most humble, famous person I've ever met. And Coach Wooden, when you left him, you didn't feel put down or inferior. You felt you could take on the world because you felt that Coach Wooden had invested in your life, and you felt better about yourself, and you wanted to please him. You didn't want to disappoint him.
Right, right.
That's quite a quality.
Indeed, it is. Let me ask you this. Donald Trump, you have in here seven traits of a humble leader, and I look through these seven traits. The number one trait is humble leaders are always learning. It seems to me a number of these traits apply to him. What do you think of Trump?
Well, he's our president, like it or not, and I know that some on the left are struggling terribly, but I've got a good feeling about him. You know, one of the things I love to study and write about and speak about is leadership, and I think Trump he's got a vision. He is certainly not afraid to communicate that vision. His people skills, they tell me, are outstanding. You know, when he's behind doors, you know, in meetings, he's a different person than when he's out and on parade.
Right.
Obviously he's got competencies. You know, he's been a very successful businessman, and I'm very curious to see how he's going to pull that off. You know, in this realm, in this political realm. But he's certainly good at what he's done, and there's another huge important quality about leadership, and that's called boldness.
Yeah.
And you know, I tell young leaders all the time when they're starting out, be the boss. I don't say be bossy or be a boss. I just say be the boss.
Yep, take charge.
No, is that like leader, get out of the way? It's
take
real
charge.
Simple.
Yep, exactly.
You know, don't tiptoe. Don't skate on thin ice. Just take charge. And I don't have any question that Mr. Trump is going to take charge here. He's already taking charge, and he's not even in the Oval Office yet.
It's amazing. I've never seen anything like it myself. You say in your book, humble leaders surround themselves with smart people. Arrogant, ego-driven people are essentially insecure. Did you have anybody in particular in mind when you wrote this book, or was it just a general thing that you saw that American people kind of needed to hear this message at this time?
Well, I've pulled it all together over the years, Trump, by the way, Mr. Trump is kind of living out some of this stuff that I'm sharing here.
Yeah.
This cabinet he's putting together.
Fabulous.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's
untouchable.
Mm-hmm. It's a powerful group. And we're all here with the magic. We're all very, very proud of
Betsy
DeVos.
I bet.
You know, our education secretary. You know, she's married to Rich DeVos's oldest son.
Yep.
And so the DeVos family is suddenly thrust into the limelight. Betsy is a star. I mean, big time star. And she's going to do a wonderful job. So we're quite impressed with Mr. Trump and these people that he's putting in place. He's got from what I can see, he's got an all-star cabinet coming together here.
And you know,
it is great diversity.
You know a little something about all-stars, that's for sure. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking with Pat Williams, author of the new book, the latest in his long line of books, Humility, the Secret Ingredient of Success. And this is a book that it's a must-have. This is a must-read book for everyone, and it's a book that especially young people need to see.
Christmas break,
people going
they
into
can
management,
read it now.
People going into management, things like that, mm-hmm. Need to read this book. How did you get John Ashcroft to read this thing and review it for you?
Well, I've been very fortunate because I've spoken at Regent University a number of times, and Mr. Ashcroft is a professor up there part-time, and so my paths have crossed with him a few times. Plus, he is an absolutely big-time basketball fan.
I did not know that.
Oh, he's a huge fan. So we have some common interests, and I sent him the manuscript with a cover letter, asked him if he would do it, and darned if he didn't do it.
He did.
I mean, you never know when you ask for a blurb.
Right.
Whether the guy's going to do it or not, but he agreed to do it, and he did it, and I was very, very pleased.
Excellent. Excellent. Are you already working on another book?
Well, I am. In fact, it'll be out February 1.
Boy, that's quick.
There's not much turnaround time.
He wrote it during the break.
It'll be out February 1. It's called The Success Intersection.
Oh, cool.
And people are constantly probing and trying to figure out, you know, what is success and how do I get success and what does it take? And so the meat of this book coming up is simply this. When your greatest talent intersects with your greatest passion, you have found and discovered your sweet spot in life.
I think that's where I am right now, especially talking with authors like you.
And that's where you want to hang. That's where you want to be educated. That's where you want to get your paycheck every 2 weeks, right in that sweet spot. So that's the framework. That's the meat of the book. And it'll be out February 1 is the pub date. So I'm looking forward to that one being out as well.
Well, when that one comes out, I'd love to have you come back on the show. In the meantime, folks, Humility, the Secret Ingredient of Success, is on the bookshelves right now. Amazon, get it. And it's a great gift idea. Plus, you need to have a copy for yourself. It's an excellent book.
So the next one will be 101, Pat?
Next one will be 104.
Oh, 104.
104.
Okay.
104.
Pretty good.
And of course, you can listen to Pat. He has his own show on these same stations every Saturday and Sunday at noon. Who's going to be on your show this weekend, Pat?
Well, I taped it about a month ago, and I forgot.
Okay, well, we'll find. I'll get a hold of
Jeff.
You could
do
we'll
a book
out.
On memory loss now.
But it'll be interesting. I taped today 2.5 shows that'll air later on in January. One of the shows was with a half hour of it was with John Schuerholz, the longtime general manager of the Braves, who has just been voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown.
Mm, right.
So we had a wonderful visit today over the phone, and that show will air in the middle of January. So I have a good time with that show. I track down some people that I know, others. Authors and people in the sports business, and it's a wonderful opportunity just to chat and talk sports, which I love to do, and I hope the listeners enjoy it as well.
Oh, I know I do. One last question about your book, Humility. I read in here you talk about Patton and Patton's communication skills and his leadership skills. Most people wouldn't think of Patton in a book on humility.
Well, I share some stories there, don't I, about
yeah,
that?
Yes.
And I also share some insights into Winston Churchill. You know, that we don't usually think about him as a humble guy.
Right.
The other two, and I want to just bring this out, is George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, who were our presidents during the most pivotal times in American history. And yet, they were never full of themselves. Washington never was a braggart. He never was puffed up. And Lincoln, well, we know about him. In fact, I'm always moved when in a book or somewhere you read a letter that he wrote to somebody, and he will sign it this way: "Your obedient servant, A. Lincoln."
Wow.
Well,
yep.
That's considered the greatest president in our nation's history, and he just viewed himself as an obedient servant.
Right.
I think that explains part of his greatness, doesn't it?
Indeed.
Oh, without a doubt.
Indeed it does. And then you also point out the flip side in the book of the price of arrogance.
Well, that'll get you in trouble. Listen, I tell one story in there about my great moment of arrogance. When I was a young baseball executive in the Philadelphia Phillies organization, and the Phillies wanted to promote me from Spartanburg, South Carolina, to Reading, Pennsylvania, I didn't think that was in my best interest, and I told the Phillies in no uncertain terms what I thought of their move to Reading and sending me there. I think back now, it was 50 years ago, and I'm still so ashamed of myself. But I learned from that. I'll tell you what, that's never been a problem since.
Yeah.
But in my great moment of arrogance, oh, my goodness, I made a fool of myself. But
at least you realized it.
I realized it. I realized it later that day or that night. I said, oh, my goodness, I can't believe what I've done here. But it was a great lesson. And for 50 years, I've avoided that kind of a situation, you know, as widely as I can. I tell that whole story in the book.
Can you tell one more story before you go? The story about Lincoln and his political rival, Stanton, Edwin Stanton, and what Stanton did after Lincoln was assassinated.
Well, Stanton was there, and Stanton was a tough cookie. You know, his director of the defense, hold on. Stanton was a tough cookie, but he was there when he died at 722 in that morning in April, April 15th. Stanton was right there, and as he took his last breath, he simply said he now belongs to the ages. Stanton had come to realize what a great giant Lincoln was. It took some time, but all of those cabinet members, and Doris Kearns Goodwin has written so beautifully about that team of rivals, they all thought they were better than Lincoln. They all thought they were deserving of being the president. And Lincoln hired all of them and put them in his cabinet. And as it turns out, they were very valuable members in helping getting us through the Civil War period. But Lincoln had enough humility that he brought in his rivals, you know, to help him, you know, run the country. Just another example of Lincoln's humble spirit. I think that's why one of the main reasons we admire him so much.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah. Takes a big man to do that.
Indeed it does. And speaking of big man, Pat Williams, you are a big man to Orlando Magic fans and to all citizens here in Orlando. You've been a great asset to our community. We really appreciate you. It's a great book, and God bless you, and we look forward to talking to you after the first of the year.
Chris, thanks a million. Mike, nice
pleasure
to talk to you, and Merry Christmas to all your
Thank
listeners.
Thank you.
And very Merry Christmas to you and your family as well.
Very
God
nice
bless you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All righty. Goodbye. Once again, Pat Williams, Humility, the Secret Ingredient of Success. It's an excellent book, and once again, this is one of those must-reads, must-have books.
It really has a combination with Danny McKnight's book
Streets
and that
of Mogadishu
book. You would be doing your children a favor. When I say children, those going into 10th, 11th, and 12th grade and
college,
headed off into college.
Whatever.
And they will not be looking for safe zones if they read a book like
That's
that.
Right.
I can assure you that.
These are books that will help them get through life.
Right. Understand how the real world works.
That's right. All right. Stick around. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up tonight's show. Don't forget Larry Elder from 7 to 9. And then WDW News Tonight with Nicholas Cicero. Cicero from 9 to 11.
Nick's all fired
tonight
up, man. I think he's over carboed. You know, he's too much spaghetti or something. I don't know what's wrong with the guy.
Big old huge platter of food.
I know. You know, he's jumping to get started.
All right, stick around with us. Don't forget, humility, the secret ingredient of success.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. It's always a treat to talk to Pat Williams. Every now and then I run into him around here, and he's just a really
He's always writing.
Guy.
You know, what do you go to the library or something? I mean,
he is a really wonderful guy, and you know, raised 19 kids. So if anybody knows about being able to teach
that
kids
in itself is a wonderful guy to do that. Wow,
yeah, many of them adopted, of course.
Yeah, isn't that terrific?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Once again, tomorrow night is contest night. Real quick, the rules.
Well, you know, what we're going to do is just imagine what it would be like to be at a conservative Republican dinner, or look at what it would be like to be at a Democratic dinner. And you know, and you're going to put down really the reactions. My feeling, a Republican dinner, you're going to have five people probably at a dinner table. They're going to be discussing, you know, all the great things
sitting
in life, say a prayer, having
t-shirts,
turkey, and, you know, all the good things in life. And then, now, let's go look back at our Democratic liberal family. Well, there's probably only two of them, because there won't be five, because unfortunately they probably aborted their children. Mm-hmm. The other part of it is they're complaining now that all the marijuana stores are closed during Christmas. Their menu would probably consist of wine and quiche, and dessert would be cookies laced with drugs. And their conversation would probably evolve around different ways of scamming the government and upcoming social justice protests.
All right.
Now, everybody has their opinion how these two types of dinners go. Let's hear yours.
That'll be tomorrow night. By the way, I looked at this Cal Thomas article, the paper that Pat Williams
referenced. I'm going to read that when I get home.
Yeah. Let me just read the last three paragraphs.
Well, maybe you can read it to me. Thank
you. I'm just going to read the last three paragraphs. All we have time for. A friend of mine once observed that humility is so light a grace that once you think you have attained it, you've lost it. Humility is the polar opposite of what Michelle Obama displayed to Oprah and what the president has mirrored during his 8 years in office.
Wow.
Throughout his presidency, you might have thought the pronoun I was his first initial for all the times he referred to himself. The Obamas could have offered real hope, especially in the hearts of African-American children, by leading the poor among city schools, by leading the poor among them out of failing inner-city schools and giving their parents a choice of where to send them for a better education, which would have led to a better life. They rightly sent their daughters to elite private schools rather than bad D.C. public schools, but denied that choice to those less affluent, thus perpetuating a spirit of hopelessness in those voters who had hope for something beyond a let's move exercise program and a vegetable garden on the White House lawn.
What he's
saying is,
I know.
Michelle
right on the money, but Michelle
was the opposite of being expressing humility. All right, we'll be back tomorrow night, contest night. Get your entries ready. Night, everybody.